Welcome to People Power in Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power in Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Hello and good day. I am Victoria Falk, and today we have the pleasure of speaking to Ms. Julie Bond, who is running for 26th Council District. Hello, Julie. How are you today?
Hi, Victoria. I'm good. How are you?
Great. Thank you for joining us. Tell us, who is Julie Bond, and why are you running to be the representative for the 26th Council District?
Sure. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Julie Wan. I'm running for City Council in District 26, which encompasses the Vaughan City, Sunnyside, Woodside, Astoria, and Dutch Hills. I am a first-generation immigrant from South Korea. I'm a tenant, activist. I'm a woman in tech that is running for City Council after such a long year that has been so hard for working-class families like mine, especially for people of color. Both of my parents have lost their jobs. My brother ended up losing his job. And it was heartbreaking to see my loved ones, my friends and family, lose their income source as well as their health insurance simultaneously during a pandemic when it's a matter of life and death. And that led to a lot of realizations in my life where I looked at myself and I said, okay, Julie, you can either stand up for your own family now and just for those people that are in my immediate circle, or I can go out there and advocate the way that I have been on these boards that I'm on the community board and in other venues. And I can fight for everyone who is struggling right now, because I knew firsthand from being on the board of Community Capacity Development, or Queens Together, which is a restaurant alliance for small businesses, and being on the community board and helping out with the Queensborough President's Office as part of the tech committee for the census, knowing that there are so many families who are struggling with language access. Like, even now, if you don't have digital literacy and language access, how are you going to get an appointment for the vaccine? Things are not easy for us. Or even applying for housing relief if you're a renter like me. So these are some of the things that have brought me to where I am today, especially with my background in tech, knowing that digital literacy now and digital competence is going to be key in succeeding in a digital marketplace with so many jobs going remotely and even education being online. And with increasing unemployment rates, people need to have internet to apply for jobs. And all the government services and public hearings that are happening online now on Zoom. How do we make sure that everyone has access to these programs as well as the digital market that we're in? And how can we all move forward together is why I'm running.
So, Julie, you've mentioned several different concerns facing District 26. Which would you say is the most pressing concern for the district, and how do you plan to address them as City Council member?
Yeah, so I think there are several, like I mentioned, when it comes to some of the pressing issues. And for example, for housing, there's more than a million New Yorkers. And within my own district, one out of four households don't have internet access. And then our unemployment is high at 11% in citywide. But for my district especially, where we have a very dense population as well as a lot of development in a very short period of time, affordable housing is probably on the top of minds for a lot of people right now. With more than a million New Yorkers that are facing eviction, just like me, last year I had to move three times in 1 year. Nobody should have to do that. But I had to do that because HRA did not recognize my family, which is multi-generational, for me to say I don't live with my parents anymore because I'm an adult in my 30s, yet I still have to pay for them because they're my parents. As immigrants and people of color, there is no pension or a 401k for them. I am their retirement fund. And being elderly and being jobless, my mom works at a nail salon and my dad was working odd jobs at different warehouses. Due to COVID, with it being shut down, they weren't out of work by choice, but they have to be out of work. And that put financial strains on me paying for their rent and my rent. And for me to do that, I forewent my rent for 3 months. And I kept on getting legal notices where I knew they couldn't evict me, but they were intimidating enough where I had to come to an agreement with my roommate, and she wanted me to move out because she can't pay for my rent either. And she didn't want to have legal trouble a year from now when the eviction moratorium ended. So because of my personal experiences, I know that we need to make sure that we're building not just affordable housing, but actual pathways for people to become homeowners. And what does that look like? Because my family, as someone who had no credit, for my parents, it will be a dream for them to own a house in their own name. And what that means is a lot of young people as well, like me, who are starting new families. My husband and I will probably have to save back like 5 years worth of savings now because of the financial struggles that we went through within the last year. So how can we create more pathways for young families as well as people of color and immigrants to become homeowners one day? Because not everyone can afford a $100,000 or $50,000 down payment overnight. And even with our working class jobs, not everyone can save enough money because we're living paycheck to paycheck. And that means that we need limited equity public housing options that are co-ops, like Mitchell Llama Housing, where you're allowing people to become homeowners or condo or co-op owners without having the struggles financially, the down payment and all the finances that they would need. So that's what I'm planning to do with my team, to really figure out how we can preserve the existing Mitchell Llama houses that we have today, as well as building more limited equity co-op housing so that there are pathways to homeownership for all people.
What qualities make you the best representative for the 26th Council District?
Sure. My lived experiences as the first woman, the first immigrant, and the first person of color in this district to represent this seat. And everything that I talked about today is very clear that it is my reality. I'm not a proxy to the experiences that we are struggling with today. And the very people that I'm trying to represent are the ones that support me. 70% of my donors for my fundraising, which I've completed and I've outraised all of my opponents by, were BIPOC community members, so people of color who support me. And 70% of them were BIPOC and 50% of them were AAPI, Asian American Pacific Islanders, as well as immigrants. So in addition to that, my professional experiences of having spent the last 8 years modernizing government agencies from a technology standpoint, and I've worked with agencies, all civilian agencies, and CDC, FDA, state level, city level, as well as Fortune 500 companies to really help manage their budget, as well as modernize and transform into what we need to do today. So those are some of the special skills that I would bring, because I know that representatives now that we have today, or even the candidates that are running, most of them will not come with a specialized professional background in technology, which we need in our government to make sure that we have cost savings, integrations, and just making sure that people have the right understanding, as well as data privacy. All of these modern day issues that are not always on the top of mind for a lot of our elected officials.
So recently you had a bit of a setback where the Queen's chapter of the Work and Families Party approved you, and that approval was overridden by the regional office. How has this affected your campaign? And tell us how you're moving forward from this.
I think every experience is a learning experience, so I don't think it was a setback at all. It was actually something that catapulted my movement and my campaign. We've actually gained more followers and more volunteers from this experience, especially because we had more than 100 working class family supporters and members who were on that call for the endorsement. So we had 100 people, Queens residents, who watched and saw and voted and said, I want to endorse Julie. And those very people who witnessed what happened, where it was very clear that people with friends in high places, like someone who's worked for Bill de Blasio for X number of years, was able to get the endorsement through the RAC without having the support of the actual organizers and the members on the ground. And what that did was, it clarified the field, especially in a crowded field, that we can now know, like, okay, who is someone who is actually not from the machine or the establishment, but a fresh face that is not going to owe any favors to anybody, but is truly fighting for the working class people, like me, who currently still works as I'm running this campaign, because that's my reality, to pay my rent, to help my parents financially, as well as start my own family with my husband. In addition to that, because they witnessed it, they also got to know me better. I was able to tell my own personal story and help me gain more followers and supporters. And we've had a very successful petitioning through that. We were able to collect 2,000 signatures in just 2 weeks, which we've outsigned anyone in this district with everything that's happening.
So in closing, Julie, can you share with us some of those endorsements, as well as how someone who's listening may be able to volunteer or donate to your campaign?
Yes, thank you so much. So far we've been endorsed by State Senator John Liu, Assembly Member Ron Kim, the Women of Color for Progress, the Jim Owls Liberal Democratic Club, the Lesbian and Gay Democratic Club of Queens, the Council of School Supervisors and Administrators, APALA, AFL-CIO Union, New York Pan-Asian Democratic Club. And what that all shows is how when people like me run, we are supported by other BIPOC, people of color, working class folks who have been marginalized, like the gay, lesbian, trans community, who has come out throwing it down for me. Even when there is someone who is queer, who is running in this district, they're still saying, I support this woman, I believe in this cause, and we know she's going to support us and fight tooth and nail for our civil rights because discrimination is not okay. So that's been really heartwarming to me to see other people of color be the ones to be at my back, to say, I got your back, Roland. Like, don't worry about everybody else who is entrenched in all the politics that has gone on. And we're glad that you're not part of these people, that you're not entrenched in these politics, that you're not a career politician. So if you want to get more involved, you can sign up to volunteer on my website. We have out fundraised everyone and we're done. We're maxed out. So we don't need any more money, but we need bodies. We need volunteers because this is truly a grassroots movement. So to volunteer with us, to join our family, you can visit julieone.com, JulieOne.com, or you can follow me on Instagram or Twitter at Julieone2021 and shoot me a direct message or comment and we'll make sure you get connected. We have a lot of fun out here. This is truly a family. This campaign would not be possible without my amazing staff and my amazing volunteers. So I'm so thankful to be here. Thank you for having me, Victoria and Pearl.
Thank you so much, Julieone, for joining us today. And we thank our listening audience. You have been hearing our interview with Julieone, and this is People, Power, and Politics.
People, Power, and Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People, Power, and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.